Good evening, Friday, September 24th, and we've got the NCAA football picks coming now. So this will include one we've already put in, that was the Liberty game at -6.5. And then the rest of them, there's no more for Friday. Then the rest of them are, and I'll go through them. So we had a lean on Wake Forest +3.5. That's a no play. It's a lean. I'm going to give you the leans because maybe you've got some opinions and you want a little extra side that might reinforce your decision and make you think again on it to research and dig a little deeper. So maybe the leans have some value, but I'll tell you if it's something I may or may not play later. There's some of these that will be looking at live for a better line, and others I'm just not going to play. So Wake Forest +3.5, obviously I'm not playing it. That's already started. That's today. So Liberty -6.5 tonight. That's Friday. All right, so I had Kentucky -5. I was waffling back and forth on it. I did one last check, and I saw a bunch of pending suspensions on Kentucky. So that's a no-go. In theory, at the beginning of the game, if they're not suspended, that might be a play. But I don't – that program in disarray at that point. Maybe they play harder. Maybe they're all in shell shock. I'm not interested in that anymore. Western Michigan, San Jose State. Western Michigan -2.5. That's a lean. I'm not going to be interested in that anymore. And then Kent State and Maryland -71. That is an official play. Kent State and Maryland -71. That's official play. The next game, Miami of Ohio visiting Army. Two plays on this. I've got over 48 total points and Army -7.5 official plays. The next game, Louisiana, Lafayette visiting Georgia Southern. I've got that at -54 official play. Next game, Boise State and Utah State, -70 points, official play. Next one, Missouri and Boston College. I've got Missouri -1.5 as a lean. Decided against that, and it doesn't appear that's one I'm going to look too hard at on a live bet. Next one is also a lean. It's Ohio and Northwestern, -47.5. That's a lean, and it doesn't appear that I'm going to look harder at a live bet. The next game is an official play. It's North Carolina visiting Georgia Tech. North Carolina -13 on the road. I expect them to cover that. That's an official play, North Carolina -13. The next one is Iowa -23. That is a lean, not an official play. However, I've got it marked as a look for live. Iowa is a strong finisher. They're very good conditioned. They're going to outlast Colorado State. So if Colorado State's off to an early lead or it's tight in the halftime range, I'll take Iowa with a much better line than the -23 they have now. They'll win the game, and they'll win it. They'll increase the margin as the game goes. So that's a strong, strong lean, and if there's a substantial number of improvement early in the game, that's going to be a play. Iowa -23, not a play now, but a better line is a play live. The next line, the next game is Indiana and Western Kentucky. At Western Kentucky +9, I like the home dog, but I've decided against that. I think Indiana is probably going to do some damage to them. Indiana's a good team. They're falling on some turnover problems. That usually bounces the other way. I won't be looking at that live, but Western Kentucky +9 was an original lean. The next one is a lean also. Washington State and Utah. Utah -15. It was 14. Now it's 15. That was all I needed to make sure I wasn't going to play. It was already a lean. But I do have it marked in italics as a watch for live because if Washington State bounces out early like they did last week to a lead, they actually went up 2 touchdowns and then got blown out. If they go up early, if Washington State goes up early again on Utah, I'm taking Utah. That's for sure. If Washington State jumps out to an early lead, which let's plan on that not happening, but Next one is an official play, South Florida and BYU, under 54, official play. Next one, Colorado and Arizona State, under 45, official play. They also have Arizona State minus 14 as a lean. That is also marked as a watch for live. So if there's a line improvement, maybe Colorado jumps out to a touchdown or 10-point lead, I'm going to jump on Arizona State. USC and Oregon State, under 62, a lean only, not marked as watching, so that one's off the radar. Louisville and Florida State, Louisville minus 1.5. Basically, I decided that the home team in a close game like this is essentially a pick'em. I went for the home team. Now, there's some logic that people say, hey, if you get a 1.5-point favorite on the road, you might as well just take the road team. I'm not watching it as live. It's not marked for watching live. All right. Kansas State and Oklahoma State. Kansas State plus 5.5 is a play. Southern Mississippi and Alabama under 58.5 is an official play. Georgia and Vanderbilt under 54.5 is an official play. West Virginia, Oklahoma over 55 was a lean. No, and I won't be watching that. Over 55 was a lean only, no longer watching. LSU and Mississippi State had LSU minus 2.5. That was a lean. It's no longer to be watched by me. Texas Tech and Texas over 62. That almost made official play. It is now marked for watching live. A strong lean on that, but it's not an official play. Memphis at home against Texas San Antonio. Memphis minus 3, strong lean, going to watch it live, not an official play. Iowa State and Baylor over 47.5 as a lean, not an official play and no longer watching it for live action. Tennessee and Florida under 64, official play. Clemson and North Carolina State under 47.5, official play. Thus, the last official play. Now go through some remaining leans. Michigan State and Nebraska. Michigan State minus 5 and under 52. Both strong leans. Both to be watched as live action, but not an official play. I do think Nebraska is a little bit better than people think, and Michigan State maybe not quite as good as people think, so that's why it became a non-play. But Michigan State at home, favored by less than a touchdown, is always appealing. I was looking all day for, I really like to take the points in college football. I really look for that. I couldn't find much. Could not find many. So I had a Rutgers plus 20.5 against Michigan at Michigan. That's marked as a watch for live play. Can't take it. It just, Michigan's MO under Harbaugh is to run up the score as much as you humanly possible because you're looking for ratings and rankings and you want to pacify 100,000 live fans and a huge fan base. Because he's kind of always been in the hot seat for the last, well, not always, but for the last several years. He just can't get it done. He can't beat Ohio State. So he likes to blow people out if he can. Rutgers is a better team than people give him credit for. Couldn't play it, but I am going to watch it live. That was Rutgers plus 20.5. New Mexico and UTEP under 54. That's a lean and will not be watching any further. California and Washington, two plays on this. California plus 7.5 and under 46.5. Both leans. Neither one will be watched tomorrow. That's it. Now I'm going to recap this real quick because it's probably kind of confusing. So this following list is official plays. Liberty minus 6.5. Maryland and Kent State under 71. Army and Miami of Ohio over 48, and also Army minus 7.5. Georgia Southern and Louisiana Lafayette under 54. Utah State and Boise State under 70. North Carolina minus 13 over Georgia Tech. And BYU Southern South Florida under 54. Arizona State and Colorado under 45. Kansas State plus 5.5 against Oklahoma State. Alabama and Southern Miss under 58.5. Vandy and Georgia under 54.5. Florida and Tennessee under 64. North Carolina State and Clemson under 47.5. Those are official plays. Now the leans that I'm not going to do the leans that I'm not going to watch anymore. I'll do the leans that I am absolutely going to watch for an improvement on the line later. And that is Iowa, currently lean at minus 23. I want a better line. Iowa starts slower and finishes stronger. Utah, minus 15. Just too many points to give up, even at home. I wanted to get under two touchdowns for sure, and preferably more. Arizona State, minus 14, also at home. It's two touchdowns, not over, but I want to get a little bit of improvement, and I really think that might happen. Colorado got blown up by Minnesota 30-0, but they were tight until last quarter and a half, and Minnesota just blew them up. So that could be a situation for a better line improvement there as well. And then we've got Texas and Texas Tech, a lean over 62. I want to get a little bit better number, so over a lower number if possible. So maybe we get no scoring up front, and then we can get a lower number and pop it. Memphis, minus 3 at home over Texas San Antonio. It'd be awesome if Texas San Antonio came out to a little lead early. I actually thought about taking Memphis on the money line. It was about minus 150, minus 160. I don't like to pay that kind of juice in football. Just wait live, and if you get a better line, snap it up. If you don't, then no harm, no foul. There's always another game, another day. And then I had Michigan State, minus 5 at home against Nebraska. That one's a tough one. If Nebraska does get out early, I like Michigan State. But Nebraska's a strong closer, so that one is kind of a weak live action, but I'm going to follow it. I also like under 52 the same game. So if you get one of those kickoff return touchdowns or a bomb for a touchdown, you get a couple touchdowns in 14, 5 minutes into the game, that total's going to jump up, and I'm going to snap that up for the under, especially if the scenario I mentioned comes in, a 70-yard run or 70-yard pass or a kickoff return for a touchdown. That doesn't indicate the play of the game. That's just a lucky play in essence. Therefore, the line will go up, but the pace could still be lower. So I like that one a lot better for a live play. Rutgers, plus 20.5. So if Michigan jumps up, 3 touchdowns, 21-0. You could probably get Rutgers at 30 plus 37. I'd snap that up. Again, the problem with that one is Michigan does love the front to score. They won't take the foot off the gas at the end of the game, so that's a risky one. Keep that in mind. UTEP and New Mexico. No, that wasn't one. That was all of the strong leans and official plays. Now, you notice I have a lot more totals than sides. That's not by design. Regarding the totals, almost all are under. Let's see, did I take any overs? I know I had it at one point there was no overs. There's one over. One over, the Army game. That actually is a good sign. Public money is generally to the over. Now, again, nothing against public money. Public money, though, on average is wrong. Sharp money on average is correct. Now, sharp betting is generally under in most gambling of most sports betting of any kind. But in college football, it's definitely the case that taking the under is a sharper play. There's psychology behind why one side, if you want to break it into sides, and by the way, I mean public can be on both sides, sharp can be on both sides. What you're looking for is more sharp on one side than another, more public on one side than another. The psychology of betting, people like overs in baseball. Will someone have more than 5 strikeouts? People want to take the over, not the under. Will Dalvin Cook run for more than 80 yards? People like the over rather than the under. The books know this, so they actually skew the line slightly to the over on point totals and prop bets. So the sharper line is almost always, by no means always, but almost always on the under. Now, you know, the good thing, though, on taking it over is once you get over a total, you already won your bet. It's relaxing time. Crack the beer open and look. You've already put it in your win total. Once you can't take points off the board unless they're reviewing a play, which you can wait till it's official. But the problem with unders, you got to go to the end sometimes, and people don't like that sweat either. People like the convenience of knowing, hey, the sweat's off, I've got my win. But if you can handle the sweat till the end, you got it. Now, sometimes you get burned on that. I don't know, maybe 5-8 years ago, I don't know, remember when, I had an under on a college football game. You try to have a short memory on the bad beats because you don't want to have such a bad taste in your mouth. So I'm going to say what I believe it was, but I believe it was under 58.5. And at the end of regulation, as the clock ticked down to zero, it was 10-10. So I got that thing beat by 39 points. I lost the bet. Now, because remember, in pro football, you're looking for either the first touchdown and the game's over, or the first team gets a field goal, the other team can get a touchdown and win it, or they can get a field goal and tie it. You're not going to get a lot more points in pro football. College football is an entirely different beast. So these guys, these teams, I honestly don't remember the teams, they bounce back and forth. I mean, you start with the ball in scoring territory. So it was touchdown. I believe, if I remember correctly, the end of it was the one team converted the two-point conversion because they forced the two-point conversion. One team converted the two-point conversion and the other team did not. I believe that's how it all came out. So you had 42 points in overtime to go to 62. Pretty sure that's how it all came out. Disgusting. It happens, though. I've also had a baseball game that I had under 9. This is about 5 years ago as well. Maybe three or four. Under 9. The game in regulation, 9 innings, ended 0-0. So this is before the runner on second BS. I mean, I don't know. It's not necessarily BS. It's kind of interesting. But this was, you got to earn it. 0-0 after 9. The game went over 9 runs. I had under 9. It was 0-0 after 9 innings. It went over 9 runs. I don't remember the exact scenario. I think it was 2 and then 2. Go to the next inning. Might have been 0, then 0, then the next inning. It was, I don't know, might have been 3 and 4. I honestly don't remember that. I just remember the disgusting feeling of nailing the game. You know you capped the game right. No points scored through 9 innings, and overtime blows it up. But it happens. It happens. I mean, obviously the person who bet a lot of money on over 9 was probably crying about that in a good way, I guess. And then that football game, you know, they might have tore their ticket up and threw it away as the game got, you know, halfway through the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden they're digging through the trash. You know, actually, as it get to overtime, they might not have been digging yet. 20 points sitting in, I'm not going to get over 60 or more. So then after that, he's probably trashing, running down after the garbage truck to get his ticket out of the garbage can in Vegas or something. But anyway, so this is college football's finished weekend, and still have some work to do on the NFL. So that'll be coming out later today. I really intend to do that unless I run into a brick wall on a couple of games, and I'll wait till tomorrow, because obviously I'll still be doing baseball tomorrow, but college football is done unless something pops out and I can't do the live bets on the podcast. I might put it on social media if I'm going to play it. So that is it, and good luck for these bets, and watch for the NFL.